97.3, fourth one.
Marty, our producer, is, well, he's a young chap. Well, how old are you, actually?
27.
27.
Oh, just not that young.
Not that young, then. So, we're talking about Marty moving into his first flat this coming weekend.
Very exciting.
It is. It's a super exciting. Well, you know, especially when it's your own place.
Yeah.
Because you've been in a furnished flat for a while. Mm-hmm. You've been away from mum and dad for a while. But this is your first place. And,
yes.
And it's really exciting. So, it's a wee flat. And you've got a telly and a Hoover. And that's it.
Yeah.
You've got nothing else.
Nothing else.
Nothing
no,
else. No utensils, no kitchen utensils. No. You haven't got any pots and pans. You do have in your kitchen, you've got a fridge and a cooker, but that's kind of built in.
Built
that's
in integrated.
Okay. Arlene was telling us about her first flat. Tell us about your first flat, Arlene.
Well, it was my husband. I was going out with him, but we lived together for a wee bit. And his
living
first flat.
Charlatan that you are.
It was a no bedroom flat with no heating.
What do you mean it was a no bedroom?
Well, it didn't
flat?
Have a bedroom. It had a living room, and it had a kitchen, and it had a bathroom and a hall.
But it didn't have
it
didn't have a bedroom. So
no,
you had some sort of fold down bed.
We had a fold down bed, but it didn't have any form of heating at all. So we had to take it in turns. It's your turn to get up and put the heater on.
So it was like
a
sort of gas fire thing, a gas.
Well,
heater.
No, just a plug-in electric heater,
three bar heater.
Absolutely
thing.
No heating at all. It was Baltic.
Where was this?
It was in Aberdeen,
right.
But his flat cost him £13,500.
Brilliant.
And we were totally skint.
Did you have a telly?
Yeah, we had a telly.
Yeah, it's funny. You always have a telly.
We
don't
didn't have a licence, though. We used to put a blanket over it when we went out.
This is terrible. Hello, Martin, says this text. When I first moved into my flat, we had a little bit of grass at the back, a wee lawn, but we didn't have a lawnmower. So every 3 weeks I had to cut 20 square yards with a pair of scissors.
No!
Yeah. Hey, Marty, here's a tip. This is from Kat. She says, cardboard boxes turned upside down with a little cloth over them makes a good sort of standby coffee table.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Or something to put your lamp on.
Yes.
You don't have a lamp.
It doesn't have a lamp.
And I've got plenty of cardboard boxes as well, because obviously people are giving me cardboard boxes to pack all my stuff into.
But you don't have any stuff.
No.
So you've got a lot of empty boxes.
Yes.
And an inflatable mattress until the bed arrives. I mean, I presume you've got some sort of plan to have a bed of some description. You're not going to sleep on the floor.
Well, I've been asking around for, you know, like an inflatable bed and some sleeping bags and stuff.
Oh, okay. I've got an inflatable mattress.
How much, Arlene?
You know, 20 quid a week.
Boogie in the morning. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3.1.